How we doing?
How was your first day back?
Good. Yeah, it was very spirited practice. We worked a lot of situations. I thought the guys really put a lot of effort, and I really enjoy coaching this team. You know, there's a lot of good guys on this team, and it was fun to be out here today. Yeah, good to have Nick back. You know, it wasn't anything serious, but it was enough that he needed to miss a few days, and it's good to see him back in there.
Well, our brows always comes out. Yeah. When he's in town.
Yeah.
Did you get to talk to him?
I just saw him there at the end. Good guy. Comes out here every year. Really talked to him about his football knowledge and things like that. I haven't really seen him that much today, but always good to have him here.
Do you have any hesitation about allowing him to come out here?
No. Say that again, Aaron. I'm sorry. Kevin Johnson? Yeah. Well, yeah, he missed the spring, you know, because of some off-season surgery. And so when he came back here, you know, he was really eager and ready to go. But there's a certain amount of rust you have to knock off. And I thought in the game, I just told him, as a matter of fact, today, I said I thought he tackled well in the game. I thought he played well in the game and helped us on special teams. So I think he's getting back to where we need him to be.
Speaking of growth, Bill, what about Kenny Hellier?
Yeah. You know, Kenny, no question, Kenny's had a lot of opportunities in the game, and I thought he ran well. I think he's got to, you know, make sure that he takes care of the ball. He knows what he needs to do a little bit better on special teams. You know, that's part of his role. Akeem Hunt had a nice touchdown catch, you know, did some good things, had a good practice here today. Kenny had a good practice here today. That position's very competitive. You know, that thing is that's going to be a tough decision for us, you know, when we figure out how many we want to keep. They're all in the mix, Dale. Yeah, no question about it. At that position, I can honestly tell you that all those backs are in the mix.
What have you liked about Lamar Miller so far since he's been
here? I really like his professionalism. He's a quiet guy that works really hard. He's a really good teammate. I really believe he enjoys playing here. He likes our system and, you know, just really a good guy to coach.
What does his experience, do you like what he brings, that leadership role?
He's not a guy that's going to lead by a bunch of rah-rah stuff. He leads by example. He's a very hard worker, tough guy. You know, it's funny. Like, people ask me about what type of runner he is. He can run inside. He can run outside. He can move the pile. He's a tough running back, and he can do different things for us. So it's good to have him. Yeah, you know, he was out there today, and I thought that, you know, he did a good job. That's a very competitive position. You know, John Simon and Whitney Merciless are really playing well. I mean, they're really playing at a high level. So, you know, JD comes back, and he adds to that mix, and he was out there running around today pretty good, it looked like.
How much does it hurt him with them doing so well and they're there every day for him not to be there last
week? Yeah, I think any time you miss time, it's not, you know, obviously it's not the greatest thing for that player. But I also think that if you're, you know, doing what you're supposed to do as far as rehab and things like that, you can get back out here and you're a good enough football player that you can get right back into the mix. What I always get concerned about with guys that miss time is conditioning. You know, you just can't substitute being out here practicing or playing in the game when it comes to conditioning. So, but he looked like he was in decent condition today. Yeah, he's dealing with a minor shoulder injury. I don't think it's not anything serious, but it does warrant time off, you know, as far as contact. So we're just making sure that he's healthy when we bring him back, and we don't want to bring him back too soon. You know, very competitive position. We know what Alfred can do. You know, we like Alfred, but we want to make sure he's healthy when he comes back. He actually did more. He was only supposed to do individual today, and he actually did more than that. So it was good. It was good to see him do that.
Just along the lines of missing time, Nick Martin, for a rookie, misses, you know, mental time, I'm sure, out here. And yet when he comes back in, he looks like he didn't miss a big outfit.
The only thing I would say about that, Greg, is he misses more of the physical time when he's not out here. But I think I know for a fact when he was here while we were in San Francisco, he was watching tape with Derek Newton in the film room. You know, him and Derek went in there and watched tape together. So I think he was able to keep up with the mental part of it. He's a very bright player. It's more, like I was saying over here, about the conditioning and the physical part of it that, that you just don't want them missing too much time, but you want to make sure they're healthy when you bring them back.
Take one more.
Clowney? Sure.